Hello, welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry A. Today is our lifestyle seminar, and that was music from Paris. I got that CD in Paris with a group of young men singing beautiful harmony. Have no idea what the words say, but love the beat, and it fit so well today with our theme, happiness as a goal, because you can't listen to their music and not tap your feet and get in rhythm. They were just the cutest band you've ever seen, playing on the sidewalk in front of one of the churches there, and everybody gathered around and kind of got into the beat and the jive, and the happiness spread. So that's what we're talking about today. Our goal is happiness. Wouldn't it be nice to have a goal for one day just to be happy, not let anything interfere with your happiness, see if you can maintain happy all day long? You're actually here to be joyful and joy-filled. If you want a purpose in life, it's to be joyful, to be happy. And when you do things that make you happy, if you enjoy that, you can find something to make a living that makes you happy. And, excuse me, I have forgot to turn my lecture button off. And it's just contagious. When you pick a joyful state, you are absolutely contagious. Everyone wants to be around you. It doesn't matter how much you weigh or if you're beanpole skinny. Doesn't matter what you look like or what you do for a living. People gravitate toward happy people because it makes us feel better. Don't you love being around somebody who's joyful and who has a good laugh, good hearty laugh, and laughs at the little things in life and doesn't take life seriously? I do. When you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, dot, da, da. Did you say clap your hands? How many of you said clap your hands? My daughter's a kindergarten teacher, and that's one of the songs they sing to get everybody organized and settled down. And it's, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your feet will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. So it goes on and on. And, you know, it's a little song, but just humming it kind of give you a happy feeling. When you're happy, you glow and radiate happiness like a beacon in the darkness. You become a magnet attracting good things, all good things. Why would you ever give anyone the power to take that away from you? Happiness is always a choice. Even in the face of ugliness, regardless of what others say about you or who cut you off in traffic, you still have a choice to be happy or to be angry. If you replace your happiness with anger, resentment, and other things, you're giving your power away. It's like someone knows how to pull your trigger and make you angry, and you give your power away by playing into them and being angry. You're actually giving them your joy. No one is doing it to you. You are simply choosing feeling bad over feeling joyously. And most joyful, and mostly to be right. We always want to be right, and rightness so often gets in our way of happiness. Louise Hay says, you always have a choice. Choose to believe that it's easy to change a thought or pattern. So if you believe it's easy to change a thought or pattern, you can easily shift out of anger or resentment or jealousy or any of those things that gets in the way of your happiness. The fastest way to get happy is to be grateful. Look around you at all the things you have to be grateful for. I'm talking about every little thing. We have a rule in our house, if you say something negative about somebody, you have to say three positive things about them. And one day my youngest daughter was mad at her sister, and she said something negative, and I said, tell me three good things about Allison. And she sat and she pondered and she scratched her head, and she finally came out and she said, she has good hair. And, you know, at that we had to all laugh. It was just so funny. She had good hair. That was the only thing she could think about her sister that she liked. And I said, well, if you can think of one thing, you can think of three things. Keep going. And just saying something like, she has good hair, just tipped the scale of anger, and we just all started laughing. We were laughing at her and with her and together. And it broke that anger pattern. So count your blessings and make a list of things you have to be grateful for. Do you have good hair? Do you have all your teeth? I'm 77 and I have my teeth. I'm grateful. I have my own knee joints and hip joints. I haven't had any metal replacements in my body. So that makes me happy. I love where I live. I have the most wonderful neighbors. I love my neighbors. They're doing things for me, and I do things back for them. I can't get up and change my air conditioner filter anymore. The ceiling's too high, and my lighter's not tall enough. So they come over and do that, and then I bake a cake and take some over to them, or make a pot of stew and carry some over. And it's a give and take, and it's a wonderful relationship. And I know they enjoy helping me. And it was hard for me to ask at first, and then I realized, why should I deprive them of the joy of helping? Because I like helping others myself. So count your blessings and make a long list. And each morning, be thankful for what you have in your life. You know, if you have a car, even if you have a bicycle, if you have feet to walk with to get around, you know, we have something to be thankful about. Most of us live with air conditioning. We have air conditioning houses. That's something to be thankful about. I'm thankful in the wintertime for the carpet on the floor because I don't like walking on cold floors. I'm thankful for my car. It's a little beat up and somebody took a key to it and scratched the back fender, but they didn't scratch it very much, and I can live with it. And I can let that anger go. Don't know who did it or how it did it, if it was an accident, if they scraped it with a belt buckle or something, or if it looks more like a key or something like that. But it doesn't make me happy to be mad at them. It happens. You know, it's going to get a dent or a ding. It's not all the way down the car, so I'm grateful for that. So count your blessing, make that list, and that alone will lift your spirits. Another Louise Hay quote is, everything in my life, every experience, every relationship is a mirror of the mental pattern that's going on inside me. My mental pattern is positive and joyful. So if you keep that going inside you, if you see people acting out and angry, look at where you have anger and acting out in you. Or if you see someone who's a drama queen, how do you do the drama queen bit? And if you see someone that's a victim, you know, or who is treating you like a victim, how are you not treating yourself with respect to stand up to that? So being happy, and this was my power thought for this week, but it was so good I put it in here. So if you've got my power thoughts, you've read it before, but I love it. Being happy is the cornerstone of all that you are. Nothing is more important than you feel good. And you have absolute, utter control about that because you can choose the thought that makes you worry or the thought that makes you happy. The things that thrill you or the things that stress you. You have the choice in every moment. That was from Abraham Hicks, and I love that. We always have a choice to be happy. So what are some of the things that take your happiness away? What do we give in to when we lose our happiness? Well, blaming and complaining, that makes us a victim. And that leads to whining. Anger. Anger is a big one. Anger is very argumentative, and it's a right and wrong thing. And from each person's perspective, they're both right. So it's so futile to get into a right and wrong argument. Jealousy and resentment of someone else. You know, there's no two of us that are exactly alike. We are all unique and different. We have different strengths and different values. And you can't compare apples and oranges. So don't be jealous of someone else. If they have something you want, you figure out a way to work to get it. There's no degrees of difficulty in miracles. And some other things are resentment, being a victim, worrying, trying to control life. How does that one work for you? Have you ever noticed the more you try to control things, the less control you have? If you have a teenager, you kind of get to feel that bracket. You give them choices and you give them consequences. Getting angry and yelling, trying to control, it doesn't work very well because they could just absolutely do the opposite of what you're wanting. Being in other people's business, you know, to my knowledge, there are three kinds of business: your business, my business, and God's business. When I'm in your business, that takes me away from my joy. You have your journey. It's different from mine, and you'll figure out your way. And that's part of the journey, is figuring it out. So if I get into your business and try to tell you how to live your life, I'm ignoring my life. And that doesn't bring me happiness. Some other things are judgmentalness. Being judgmental of other people will take you out of happiness. Righteousness, wanting to be right. Boredom and idleness. If you're bored and idleness, you feel worthless. You don't have any purpose in life. It's hard to be happy when you're idle. So find some way to give, some way to be of service. You know, our schools nowadays, the teachers are not paid enough. They take money out of their pockets to get supplies. The kindergarten teachers do. I've seen my daughter do it many times, to decorate her room and to do things. And they have to stay after school to work for kindergarten kids that don't know how to write their name when they first get there. Most of them don't. They can't read. So they have to, you know, you have to provide things for them to color, teach them how to use the different colors, start to stay within the lines, but that's not necessarily true because often we give them just a blank piece of paper and have them draw their family or their grandmother for Grandmother's Day and show them how to make shapes so they can do that. So these teachers need help. They need someone to cut and paste and put their little books together. And they all need things laminated and copies made. And so if you have nothing to do, you're bored and idle, that leads to depression. Get up and go to school and say, what can I help? Is there some students I can read to? Is there some way I can be of service? They have lots of little minor chores that doesn't take physical dexterity and it doesn't take a PhD to do. So you will find yourself greatly rewarded because those little kids, when you come in their room and help, they love you. At the kindergarten class, they will come up and hug you. You get a mass hug and they say, I love you, Miss Arledge, and thank you for helping us. And it's very rewarding and that makes you feel good. It'll put you back in your joy in a heartbeat. Criticism of yourself and others, that can take you out of your happiness. So when you know what takes away your happiness, you know what not to respond to. So make a list of what trips your trigger and makes you mad. Someone cuts you off in traffic. Well, let's face it, we've all accidentally cut somebody off. Sometimes it's not on purpose, but we've all done it. And besides that, you can't know if that person, maybe they just got a call from the hospital and someone they love was in an accident, is in critical condition, and they're trying to get there. So if you had that thought in your mind, you wouldn't get mad at them, right? So find a thought that makes you not get mad at things that trip your trigger. I know yesterday I got a call from the electric company, and they're putting in a new system, and I have automatic pay. And they said after a certain date, automatic pay won't work, and evidently I missed the date. They called me and said, you've got to pay your bill now. And I said, well, I have automatic pay. And they said, well, didn't you get this letter? And I said, well, it was a little complicated. It said something about September the 2nd, And then again, October the 5th. And on October the 5th, I'm supposed to put my credit card in your system again. Yes, but after September the 2nd, if your bill came due, ta-da, I got to figure out what day I got my bill. It wasn't applied to your bill. So I was getting angry, and I realized that, and I finally shifted. I thought, I don't want to get angry. She's just following orders and trying to help me get my bill paid. And I said, all right, honey, what can we do to get this done and get both of us out of our misery and suffering? And we had a good laugh. But I recognized that I was getting frustrated, and I was kind of getting barked and snappy. And then I decided I'd rather be happy, and I changed it. And they slip in so quickly, and the next thing you know, you're kind of nagging. And then that's time to make a conscious effort to go back to being happy. Another Louise Hay quote I love is, I relax and enjoy life. I know whatever I need to know is revealed to me in perfect time and space sequence. I am at peace. So even though something doesn't look like it's going for you, have faith. The key to getting your happiness back is letting go of what was for what can be. What, excuse me, what was took your happiness away, so what can be can bring it back. Sometimes you have to let go of things. Letting go of the need to be right. That's a big one for us, and we teach that to our kids, and they want to be right, and they will argue for their rights. And then you have the ping pong match or the tennis match going back and forth with slam dunk, slam dunk, slam dunk, arguing for your side, the pros, the cons. And in fact, there's nothing right or wrong. It's just the thinking that makes it so. Change your thinking and change your life. Go to joy. Trusting you're right where you need to be at this moment, it will help you get your happiness back. You think you're late for something and you have to rush. You know, I was trying to get to the airport to pick up somebody, and I got in traffic in Austin as usual. And I was running late, and I was stressed out, grabbing the steering wheel, trying to speed through traffic. And I thought, you know, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to wait. So I relaxed, and I drove, and I didn't try to kill anybody in traffic or myself. I let go of my white knuckles on the steering wheel, and I said, it'll be okay. If I'm 5 or 10 minutes late, she'll still be there. When I got there, the plane was late. I was on perfect time. So here I had all this worrying, and there was a bigger picture that I didn't understand. So sometimes that's another thing. Trusting that everything is working for you, not at you. Everything is working out for me. I get up every day saying, everything is working out for me perfectly. And I know because I'm happy, and I wake up saying, every day in every way, I'm better and better and better. This is my day. I can create it joyful, or I can create it stressful. I choose joy. I choose to have a magical day. I choose to make the connections that I need to further my dreams and goals. I choose to share my dreams and goals. I choose to plan my life. This is my day, a clean slate. I can plan it any way I want to. I can fill it with good things and richness and happiness. And so I get to do that. Trusting that whatever interruption in your life is happening for your highest good. So like my trip to the airport, trusting that even though something cut you off and made you behind or delayed you, that it's all for your highest good. Oftentimes I'm trying to walk out the door to something and someone calls me with a clay question, and I'm trying to buckle up my seatbelt and talk on the phone and answer a question at the same time. And usually if I take my attention and put it on them and share with them that I was just on my way out, but how can I help? Is there something I can, you know, help you with in the next minute or two? And we can do it that way, or I can call them back. trusting there is a much bigger picture than you can see at this moment, and having faith in your future. So there may be a plan beyond your plan that's going to support your plan, but you don't know your plan needs course correcting. But somebody in the sky, the big guy in the sky, often throws obstacles in our path to get us back on our path. Obstacles in our way. If we stray from our path, then we may create an obstacle in our life. So an obstacle is just an opportunity to embrace change and to look for a solution instead of standing and getting mad. My grandson was at football practice last night, and he was late on a couple of tackles. And his coaches asked him, "Why didn't you get that tackle?" And he said, "Well, I got hold of his jersey, and then the linebacker came along and grabbed him and knocked my arms away and knocked me down." So he was blaming, and the coaches didn't want an excuse. They wanted a solution. And he didn't understand that, and he kept arguing with the coaches, and finally they let him run a lap around the field. And I knew what had happened. I knew he was arguing with them, because he has a tendency to do that. And he got in the car, and he said, "Coach said I want to know why I didn't get that, make that tackle, make those tackles." And I tried to tell him that I had hold of his shirt, and such and such and such and such happened, and they knocked me down, and the other guy got the tackle. And I said, "Jack, the coach wasn't looking for an excuse. He was looking for a solution. He wanted to know, what can you do better next time so that doesn't happen? What did you need to do to be able to make a good tackle? You were half a step behind. You need to be a little faster, a little quicker. You need to respond quicker. You got in front of the player and you kind of waited on him to get to you and he sidestepped you. Don't ever wait on him. Run in right straight at him." So he had to learn that. And I said, "You know, you're a smart little boy, and you'll figure it out. If you really want to play football, you'll figure out how to give the coaches what they want so they'll play you. And I know you have the wisdom to do that." And I left it at that. I didn't lecture him or anything else. I just suggested that they were looking for a different answer than what he was giving them. And he didn't understand why he was having to run a lap. He didn't see it as arguing, because he tends to do that. Argue for your limitations and they're yours. So trust in that bigger picture that you can see at this moment, and have faith in your future that you can't see. Okay, which feelings are you going to pick today? Which ones feel better? Think about the feelings, your choices. Are you going to be angry? Are you going to be upset? Are you going to be frustrated? Are you going to be nervous? Are you going to worry? Worry is futurizing, and you cross a lot of bridges you never come to. That, again, is where you need to have faith that everything's going to work out to your highest good. And if you knew that, would you waste your time worrying? The way you see a person is the way they'll be for you. See them as succeeding and making the right decisions and figuring it out on their own. Support them in supporting themselves. So today, you have an opportunity to make the rest of this day make happiness as your goal. And I hope you'll do this every day. So which feelings are you going to pick today? Which ones feel better? Does it feel good to be angry? Does it feel good to be frustrated? If when you get those feelings, they're kind of heavy. So why accept them? So go on. Be happy. I double dog dare you. And now I'd like to open to questions. If anyone has any questions, we have quite a few people on the line today. And I hope this has been a helpful subject. To pick happiness. And you know, it's going to take a while to get in the habit and to realize when you're not in your happy place, and you need to make a choice about how you can change it. So I'm going to challenge you to try to go 24 hours of staying happy and see what happens in your life. See how the people around you respond to your joy and your happiness. When you go somewhere, greet them with happiness. Smile at a stranger. Just you know, do something kind and nice and see what comes back to you. So does anyone on the phone have a question they'd like to ask? If you do, if you press star 2 on your phone, it will signal me and I can open your line. We have quite a few people on the line today. I love seeing some of you repeaters that are here all the time. It just thrills me. My goal is to continue the teleseminars on my own. This has nothing to do with the Living Clay Company. The company has changed. The book is getting very close to completion. And the information site for clay is not about clay anymore. They've taken that down. I don't know if they're going to put it back up or not. But the same information and more is on bentoniteclayinfo.com. That's bentoniteclayinfo.com. And you can sign up for the webinars. There's a link there that'll take you to the book site, which is theclaybook.com. And you can sign up for the Power Thoughts, the teleseminars, and the Yahoo chat group. So if you haven't done that, please go sign up, because it takes a different sign-up than you had before. The About Clay sign-up won't get you there. Well, no one has a question here. I'm going to go over and check out any questions that came through. I have one here, but it's regarding clay. So I'm going to, I have a few minutes, so I'll go ahead and answer it. It's from Sarah in Cambridge. Can you address your experience or knowledge of the concept of grounding or earthing? Yes, I can. Grounding or earthing is getting balanced with the earth. The earth has energy in it. All soil has energy in it. And that's one of the greatnesses of clay. It's the energy in the clay. It gets energy from the sun beating down on it. And I saw a good example of this balance and earthing. Earthing is balancing. It's kind of like being a lightning rod for balancing the positive and the negative energy. And to take the static energy out of the way. I saw a volcano, and somebody had taken a picture, and there was a lightning storm above it. And it said below, the lightning is grounding with the earth, the atmosphere. Lightning is positive charged atmosphere in the clouds, and when it strikes the earth, it's when it's grounding to the negative charge of the earth. So they're getting in balance with each other, and that's much what earthing is. And putting your feet in soil, walking barefoot, is part of the grounding, because you can get that energy from the soil. It's recharged all the time. It has a space for energy. Most soil, it has silica in it, and silica is a sand which can absorb and retain energy. So the sun beats down and it charges the soil, and you walk barefoot on it, and you get an energy or a balancing of your energy. So your positive pole is coming to your negative pole, and they're balancing out. And that's what earthing is, or grounding. And clay does that naturally. It's homeostasis, so it does that naturally. Thank you for that question. And I don't see any more questions. I'm going to check one more time on the telephone. And okay, so you have homework if you want it. And that is to be happy. And I double dog dare you to try to go a whole day being happy and catching when you're not happy and changing it. That counts as being happy. The greatest thing in the world is to realize you're not there and to have the power to change it. Because you'll remember, you'll learn just how powerful you are and what a difference you can make in your world just by being happy. And that's our purpose in life, is to be here and be happy, to be joyful and to be loved. So with these words, I double dog dare you to challenge you to be happy 24/7. Have a wonderful week and weekend, and I can't wait to hear. I hope some of you will email me and say you tried it and share your stories of what happened. In the meantime, this is Perrier wishing you happiness galore, and that this day is the most fabulous day of your life, and tomorrow will be even better and even better and even better. This is Perrier signing off.